Ladies and gentlemen, lock your doors, look behind you, and check outside to make sure that Kaz is not standing right at your window, because it's time for another episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursdays, right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. That is as close as I will get to doing a scary intro this year. It took a lot to muster that up. I could have been better. I would like to have replaced Kaz with Zach.
It should have been Tanner, because it's a Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
But no. Tanner's right here. Zach has legitimately shown up at my door.
True.
You misunderstand the context of the phrase. Terrifying Tanner Thursday means we are terrifying Tanner.
Yes.
Not that he is. It's not an adjective.
Right.
It's a verb.
I remember that. It was that Tanner was terrifying. It was an adjective.
That was for Asa.
Yeah, it was.
That was for Asa exclusively. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Yes, I am back after last week, surprisingly. With me tonight, let me introduce the cast and crew. Also, if I have anybody from Proper watching, I wore your hat. I told you I would, and I did. With me
hashtag
tonight.
Not a sponsor?
Not yet. I don't know. We'll see what happens. With me, of course, we have the co-owner and of Podzilla 1985. We've got the lovely Jesse Kimball.
That's me, I guess.
Tonight it is. We also have with us Lindsay Wolfgang.
Oh.
Straight from Castle Duckula. Count Duckula.
Yes.
Wait, is it Castle Duckula? Is that what it's called?
It's Castle Duckula is the home of Count Duckula.
I don't like that.
It's a magical teleporting castle that can take him wherever he wishes to go.
That's just Dracula from Castlevania.
And it's got a satellite dish.
But he's a duck.
Also with
clearly it's not Dracula, it's Duckula.
Oh, I prefer Blackula. Also with us tonight, Shelby Chan.
Hello.
Double H.
Reigning champ. Come at me.
And the man himself, the reason that we've gathered here for the first time in days, Tanner Calvert.
Don't put that evil on me. I don't.
Days. Days. So last week, before we jump into this, here's what we're doing tonight. We're doing trivia again. This time, Lindsay is doing the trivia. She's picked out a bunch of questions, which won't be to the extent of difficulty that some of my questions were.
Make no promises.
And we're gonna.
I don't know. Sometimes Lindsay's have been pretty wild. Like I remember that entire like movie trivia we did, where the most recent question was from like 1987.
That Trivial Pursuit one, yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay, that was very difficult.
I got the mosquito.
Yes.
I think like we answered a total of 7 questions correctly or something between
something
all of us.
Something like that, because we went with the old school Trivial Pursuit game.
Hello, Samantha. Bad. Samantha Shannon, in the house. Cheers. Oh, wait, hold on. Wet my whistle. There you go. Take a break. All right. One thing we will not be doing here is going to Flavor Country. We save that for Red Dead because I ain't smoking. That's just the rule.
That's why we had to change the emote back.
Right.
Because it's the only place I want to go.
The only place we can't smoke. Before we get started, last week I did not do what I said I was going to do, and I said we were going to have a monster of the week, and every week we were going to talk about a monster that we like the design of, and I didn't do it last week, so this week I wanted to mention it, except I also didn't do it, so I'm going to throw it to Shelby, who's going to tell us her monster of the week.
Mothman.
Oh, wait, what was the movie we watched that
Good
had
choice.
The...
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
All right, Mothman's fine. You're good.
Mothman's a good answer. Yeah. Legitimately.
What was the movie you watched, though? I need to know.
We watched a movie that had like a really good monster, and I'm trying to remember what it was. We watched a few movies since October started.
While you're thinking of that, I want to mention that I watched a movie last night for the first time called Blood Sky. It's on Netflix, and I really recommend it. Fantastic little gritty, brutal horror film. I don't want to spoil anything, but I was pleasantly surprised by it. And it was it's one of those movies that you could tell is obviously not an American film, because even though they're speaking English, you can see the mouth doesn't quite match up. So I looked it up, and it's actually a German film. But the weird thing is that Dominic Purcell is in it. Do you guys remember Dominic Purcell?
He was, I
think his most famous movie or show was Prison Break. He was in Prison Break. You remember that one from Fox a couple years back?
I didn't watch it, but I remember it.
He was the older brother. He was also Dracula in Blade Trinity, which was an awful, awful film. But he was in it. And I'm like, oh, there's Dominic Purcell in this, you know, and then there's this black dude in it. And he's the only one that when he speaks English, looks like he's actually speaking English. Like, they did not dub over him. So I'm wondering if it was one of those things where they spoke different languages in the film. Because they did that in Godzilla Final Wars, too, where Don Frye would speak English. Everybody else also spoke English, but it was clearly dubbed over. He had no idea what they were saying originally.
He was just going with the script.
Oh, Brian Tanner, we watched Host and the Mortuary Collection from the list. Oh, someone's watching movies from the list. Good job.
Yeah. That's good to hear. His House was the movie that Shelby and I watched on Netflix.
I haven't seen it yet.
I was going to say the Friday or Five Nights spoof.
Willy's Wonderland?
Willy's Wonderland.
That movie was spectacular.
it was surprisingly good.
I don't know. Normally I would hate everything about a movie like that, but like something about whenever we watched it just hit right, and I absolutely enjoyed that film. But His House was really good. All of the monster designs, all of the ghosts, everything was great.
Wait, there were actual monsters in His House?
At least one.
Okay, because I thought that was going to be like one of those is it or isn't haunted movies. You know what I mean? The kind where you watch it and you're kind of trying to figure out whether or not there's actually something paranormal or if it's...
It's 100% paranormal stuff is happening.
It starts off where you're like, maybe it's not. And then you're like, no, it definitely is.
Yeah, it kind of, like, it goes real, real early, though. Like, you very quickly dismiss the thought of, like, is it just PTSD? Because that's what they want you to think at the beginning. But, you can very, very quickly dismiss that.
Well, let me write this down on my... Let me just put this down on my invisible typewriter. Fruitcake. I gotta watch it.
it's fantastic. We really enjoyed it. Some legitimately, like, creepy and unsettling parts of the film.
I really liked the Mortuary Collection that Brian's talking about. I know it was on the list. I thought that was a lot of fun. And Host was as good of a horror film as you could make during COVID when you couldn't actually be around each other. Like, it was really a marvel of what they could do with the limitations. So
I talked about it even whenever, you know, I brought it up on the show. I really like that format. Like, Unfriended was spectacular. The sequel was terrible, but, you know, that first movie was really, really good.
Also, the first episode of Chucky came out yesterday. I need to watch it. I still haven't seen it. And the first episode of the Day of the Dead series comes out tomorrow on Sci-Fi. I'm cautiously optimistic about Chucky because they've done a couple of really good movies since the awful... Well, it wasn't awful. The Child's Play remake, but they did...
Not that bad.
What was it? It was Cult of Chucky and... what was the other one? Jesse, help me out here. Cult of Chucky was the second one.
I thought Cult of Chucky was the last one before the remake.
It
was the last one.
Yeah,
it was,
and then the one before Curse. That was the something about
Curse of Chucky.
Seed of Chucky.
We don't talk about Seed of Chucky.
We don't talk about that movie.
Strangely enough, that movie has been embraced by the LGBTQ community because their offspring was transgender. The offspring of Chucky and Tiffany the doll was non-binary. Oh, sweet Jesus. Anyway, no.
Moving on, though, Hunter, you'll appreciate this. Shelby and I have started watching Midnight Mass.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He made us stop halfway through episode 3.
We were more than halfway, but we had to come here and do this show. I'm sorry. We had to come record.
Why?
If it makes you feel any better, it's going to be an hour and five minutes long.
It makes you feel any better. You have not yet hit the moment where when you, like, a really good stopping point, end of episode 4. You get to the end of episode 4, that's a good stopping point for the day, because it kind of wraps up I don't want to say much. Yeah, it's a good stopping point. Let me just put it that way. End of episode 4 is a good place to stop if you need to stop for the night. So.
Hunter, after that, would you say it's at the point where there's no turning back?
How do I? I'm trying to turn Shannon's video off. How do I? That ain't it.
No, that ain't it. That ain't it.
I
almost got it.
Jesse, also, like, try.
Fool's errands.
No. Nope.
Fool's errands.
I was also unsuccessful.
Shannon, the fact that you said that is just, it's, I mean, it's arguably entertaining, but I don't know.
So many things.
How do I turn Hunter's video off? I'll try this.
Oh, Jesse,
again.
That's become a whole new thing. I might talk about that at the end of this. I don't know. I'm still workshopping it. We'll see.
It was a good idea. Oh. I liked it.
Real quick before we move on, Michaela. Yes. Michaela says she's never watched any of the Halloween films. This is what I need you to do, Michaela. Go watch the original Halloween, the original John Carpenter's Halloween, and then go watch Halloween 2018 and just call it good.
Actually, I would recommend you also watch Halloween 3. It's completely independent of the other Halloweens, so you don't have to like know anything about Michael Myers. And it's pretty good. Like, it's not
it's
best
not a bad movie.
Film, but if I really liked the idea that John Carpenter had of turning Halloween into a yearly anthology film with different stories. I thought that was great. I love anthology films. Unfortunately, the backlash to Halloween not being about Michael Myers was so significant that they scrapped the idea completely. It made me sad. I thought it was pretty good. And that jingle from Halloween 3, you won't get it out of your head. I dropped my pen. So, Lindsay, go ahead and tell us what's going on. I'm going to... Who the hell is Lily Cook? Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Lily Cook. She's also never watched any of the Halloween movies. Look, when new people jump into the thing, I get scared.
How you cultivate a new audience.
This is my people.
I get terrified.
Shannon just goes full Simpsons. As soon as we get a new listener, he's like, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
All right, Lindsay, tell us about what we're doing tonight while I find my pen.
Okay, so tonight we are playing Trick or Treat Trivia. That being said, we're going to take turns, and each of you will get a chance to choose trick or treat when it comes to a question. Treat questions are going to be easier and worth 100 points, and trick questions are going to be on the harder side and be worth 300. That being said, each question that is asked, everyone will have a chance to answer for points. And at the very end, there is one final bonus question that's worth 500 points.
What about the trick daddy questions?
That doesn't exist in this game.
Damn. If you get that correct, you get to take it to the house.
Whose house?
His house. Clearly, we just talked about this.
All right, I'm excited.
And as far as order, I made a random picker wheel earlier today and picked the order you guys get to pick questions.
Picker wheel sounds racist. Like,
it's like fur baby.
Okay,
like, I don't
randomizer don't. Wheel, is that better?
I hate it.
You lower than a dog, boy.
Are you guys making a movie?
You want some waffles?
Some waffles.
How y'all doing? You want some waffles? Okay. That's
no script.
That's spooky. Alright, Lindsay, let's get this.
Okay.
She randomly picked. Let's see Jesse go first.
No, it's not.
That would have been spectacular.
So the person who gets to go first, Shelby, trick or treat?
Let's go trick.
Oh, snap.
Starting hot.
Coming out of the gate.
That's why I had to make 30 of each of them, because I don't know what you guys are going to pick. So yes, I had to make 60 questions for this.
We're just doing the other 30 next week, right?
I mean, we can.
Just finish them up.
Oh, no. So okay. I've noticed there's a really good trend. The first week with my trivia had this really cool picture of me that looked kind of evil. Second week was Lindsay, also looked kind of evil. I want to keep it going. Someone needs to take charge of next week and then also get an evil picture. And we'll do it. I love that for Tanner. For Terrifying
Tanner.
I figured
Tanner would want to do the last one. Next week's not the last one.
That's what I would assume too, yeah. Right? So maybe Jesse or Hunter or Shelby. Ooh, Shelby would be fun. She's also evil. All right. Go ahead.
In the original stage production of Rocky Horror Picture Show, which character sings the song Science Fiction Double Feature? Everybody gets to answer, so.
I've never seen it or heard of it.
How has it happened for all the years I know you?
I got this.
I'm going to go with the only character I know.
Do I get points if I guess what Shannon's about to guess?
No.
We're gonna see if this actually shows up. I'm trying digital tonight.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, we ready?
That's yeah. up to that's when up I say to Shelby. Digital,
I just wrote it on my iPad. That's all.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Is Shelby ready?
Okay, Shelby, it was your question. You get to go first.
I can't remember if this is right or if this is a different one completely, but Frankenfurter.
What else we got? I'm not giving the answer till everyone's given their answer.
I also said, oh, son of a bitch. I also said Frankenfurter. Yeah, you can kind of see it there.
Oh, I was sure Shannon was.
I went with Captain Howdy because it was right last time, damn it.
Go with what you know. Go with what you know.
I was sure that Shannon was going to guess Meatloaf.
is that your answer? Shannon was going to guess Meatloaf. Tanner has it correct with magenta.
Wait, hold on. Tanner, put that back up. Damn it, I was hoping he wrote Magneta.
I checked.
No, Tanner, it was
for Marigrit.
It's not me spelling.
I was hoping Tanner would have put up Magneto by accident, because that would have been very funny to me. All right.
In my field of work, people have asked me for Magneto toner.
Shannon, trick or treat?
Well, clearly trick is above my head, so let's go with treat.
Jesse, real quick, while she's doing that, when they ask you for the Magneto toner, do you just tell them "Welcome to Die"?
Die could be D-I-E or D-Y-E.
That joke works on so many levels.
All right. Why can't the mayor of Halloween Town make decisions on his own?
He's a liberal. I'm sorry, that's not the right answer. I can't escape my camera.
I can hear him saying the line.
Oh, then I feel like my answer is too obvious. Too basic. I'm a basic bitch. Proper.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that?
All right, so my answer, I assumed I went with the obvious answer. He has two faces. He has two minds. He's got, this isn't going to work for me. He's got two
minds.
That's
what I meant. I wrote two heads, but that's what I meant. He's got two brains.
Two, yeah.
Yeah. He's like many faces. He has many faces.
Mm-hmm.
I said he needs Jack.
Oh, I wrote two minds.
Tanner, you got an answer?
I didn't come up with anything.
Well, the remainder of the quote is, he's only an elected official.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Like, I can remember the first part of these. I can't make these decisions by myself.
I don't like that.
I'm only an elected official. I don't like that
Shannon's joke answer was closer than anything we actually said.
Goddamn liberals. Nothing scarier than voting for Biden.
Tanner, trick or treat.
When did Kurt Water get here?
treat.
What's the over under on how sick Lindsay's going to get of saying trick or treat tonight?
It's Lindsay. She's never going
to
get
sick
of
it. Came
never.
Up with the game,
none.
So.
It's true. Yeah,
it's true.
All right. What childhood monster does Egon have to face his own fears of in the real Ghostbusters cartoon?
Hunter, she did it. She did it.
She's done it.
Hunter, if you have digital, after your answer, draw a picture of it.
Yeah. This is going to be so bad.
What was...
Hopefully y'all can read this. It's on my notepad, on my iPad now.
I drew it.
What the fuck was that thing's name?
It's going to look racist to Shannon if you drew this.
I got it. I'm ready.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Tanner, what we got? I can't see your screen.
That's not
just say it out loud. Just say it out loud.
Boogeyman.
I also wrote the boogeyman, and I tried to draw him.
I remember you.
I remember you.
Jesse? I was gonna say boogeyman, but I was like, no, that can't be right. I could picture what the dude looked like. I was like, no, it wasn't just the boogeyman. It was something else.
Oh,
all right. So is this the first question everybody has gotten correct?
Boom, there it is.
Well, except Jesse.
Oh, boogeyman.
Except for Jesse.
Except for Jesse.
Did not get that.
What did he say? Right, I didn't.
He didn't guess.
I didn't guess.
He was going to say Kingpin.
Yeah. Because I just guessed nothing because I was like, it can't be the boogeyman.
To me,
fair enough.
The most.
That's also what Egon thought. Jesse, no,
not,
it can't be.
Not again.
Not the boogeyman.
Tanner, do a black background.
That
yeah.
Chase, you gotta black it out, man.
That was the most iconic moment in the Ghostbusters cartoon to me, was that closet popping open and him going, I remember you. That was legitimately scary.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. Looking character.
Yeah. There's some awesome fan art of him out there.
I'll say he looks derpy as hell in the cartoon, but if you look up like updated fan art of him, he is pretty scary.
It's terrifying. Okay. Hunter, trick or treat.
Oh, I got to catch up. Give me a trick.
Tricks are for kids.
Looks like we're staying on a similar theme here.
Weezer said that's only on Santa Monica Boulevard anyway.
What graffiti is written on the lab doors at the beginning of Ghostbusters?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad I chose this. Oh, I should have changed my text to red. It's too late. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, my answer's not going to show up very well.
It's fine. Well, I was going to change it to red just for the theme because it's written in red.
Does this have to be exactly right or just close enough?
If you're close, I'll give you the points.
I bet you. I think Shannon's worried he got it in the wrong order. I know I got it because I saw it recently on something, but I know I would also be wondering if it was one way or another. But I got this bad boy.
I don't know what it is, so I wrote some bullshit.
That's the other fun part of this
I really want it to just say some bullshit.
I gotta change my answer.
Tanner, Jesse, was that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Hunter.
Venkman, burn in hell.
Ah, damn it. I've got burn in hell Venkman.
And I knew that's what you thought it was.
Shelby, what's your bullshit?
Here, there be dragons or some bullshit.
I said red rum.
And Tanner's got nothing. I will give Shannon credit because he has all the words. It is Venkman burn in hell.
That's fair.
That was probably an ex-boyfriend that said that.
I just saw I forget what clothing company. I don't think it's Black Milk, but somebody's doing like a Ghostbusters like curated, what do they call it? Like a little line, capsule line. And one of them is just a black shirt that in red, just like it does. It says like Venkman burn in hell. Yep.
Jesse, trick or treat.
I also need to catch up, so maybe I'll get some better luck on this trick.
Right. In what decade did trick-or-treating as we know it today start gaining popularity in America?
What the shit?
I go back to that funniest game show answers where they ask, how many decades is your mother? And the guy goes, well, I don't know what a decade is.
I'll narrow it down for you. It's in the 1900s.
Oh, well, I was wrong.
You can just save Shelby.
Total guess.
I'm good. Yeah, me too.
Total guess.
Same. All right.
Jesse, what you got?
I'm saying it was in the 20s.
All right, what else we got?
I put 40s.
I put 40.
I also 30. Went with the 40s.
Our correct answer is Tanner with the 1930s.
Damn it!
I knew it wasn't the 20s. Because all I can remember from that is Prohibition and Flappers.
To be fair,
I really thought 30s would be I thought 30s would be way too close to the Depression. I figured it would be afterward.
Yeah, it was scary.
And see, I was thinking it would be something that started during the Depression.
Why else would you think that kids would start candy. Like begging for candy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Had any. That was the thing. They had dust.
They get apples and pennies and stuff.
Fair.
Shelby, trick or treat.
Hold on. Tanner's been trying to make this point for 5 minutes.
I'm sorry.
When he finally got it out, he went robotic. So I'm going to give him a chance. Tanner, please.
Tanner.
To be fair.
To be fair.
The tradition of tweeting goes back to pre-1080.
It does. But I said in America as we know it today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Halloween started in Ireland.
Tanner, you got it right.
I didn't say Halloween. I said Halloween treating as we know it.
Don't argue the point.
Yep. All right. Shelby chose a treat question. What Disney attraction gets a Nightmare Before Christmas makeover during the months of October through December?
I don't know what Disney means.
That's that place where they have all the waffles.
Oh, waffles? How y'all doing? You lower than a dog, boy.
What, you guys making a movie?
What's that?
I think.
Yeah.
Okay, Shelby, what we got?
I said the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
That's what I said, Haunted Mansion. You can't see it.
That's what I guess too.
Jesse also has that. Tanner, I can't see your screen.
It's a small world. Tanner, can you not change the background to black?
And Hunter, what we got?
I have terrible news for Tanner because the correct answer, welcome to the Haunted Mansion.
It is the Haunted Mansion.
I only picked Haunted Mansion because we just watched that Muppet. Because
you just watched the Muppets.
I only picked Haunted Mansion because it was an edumacated guess.
It was a good edumacated guess.
My second pick was Pirates of
Jesse,
the Caribbean.
You're on the board.
Woo! I got a point, y'all. What up?
You lower than Shannon. A dog, Jesse.
Trick or treat, Shannon. What?
I want to hear what Hunter had to say. He was going to burn Jesse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, oh, damn it. Okay.
All I was going to say was it was one of those things I knew mainly because as soon as we got back from Disney, we were looking at things and Sarah was like, oh, wait. We got to go in October. We missed all the good stuff then.
Yeah, their Halloween stuff is really awesome. October in Epcot, they do like wine tasting tours. And
oh, yeah. I need some more
actually,
wine.
They did do that when we were there. But
that was the plan anyway. So Shelby and I have tentatively planned since we're getting, and I guess we haven't really told you guys this or the internet as a whole, but we've set a date for our wedding.
Okay. Well,
it's a great time to announce this.
It's great to know that Michaela and Brian Tanner are going to find out the same moment as your best friends.
Listen, so we're doing October 22nd and we were thinking about we mostly did that because for the honeymoon, we're thinking about doing Disney. And everything's going to be
Jesse.
Halloween theme. 2022.
Jesse, that's a week away.
2022.
Oh.
Shannon and I were desperately geared up to make the exact same joke. I could see it on his face. Like, come on. I'm looking at the calendar going, how far away is it?
Trick.
Right. Yeah, 2022.
Well, stop throwing your love in. Stop throwing your love in my face. Trick.
What is the fear of Halloween known as?
Oh, I don't know. I used to know. I never knew.
Take a guess. Or write some bullshit like we all like to do.
Let's see. Okay. Actually, I'm going to make an educated guess.
Me all right. Too.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Set?
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, what you got?
Based on the name Halloween and, like, the root of the name Halloween, I went with fuck pumpkin spice.
Dang it, I think you got it right.
I think I
got
it.
What else we got?
I got it.
It's very convincing.
No one else wants to answer.
Halloween.
Yeah, I said all's halophobia.
That was my original one, and then I crossed it out.
Hunter, we got anything, Tanner?
I went with stupid and weak aphobia. That's what it is to be afraid of Halloween.
I don't know, but I got a feeling it's going to be like stupid easy. Like we're going to regret this.
The correct
answer. I regret nothing.
I'm Margaret.
Is Sam Hain phobia.
Son of a bitch. Oh.
What?
Yeah, I know, but that's what it is.
We needed to take a couple steps back in the name.
Admittedly, there was a part of me that almost thought of something like that, but no part of me was ever going to play.
Sam Hain was my second favorite monster in the real Ghostbusters.
A figure of him somewhere.
I do, with Janine Melnitz. Also, he was the little dude from Trick or Treat. Was Sam Hain.
Uh-huh, with the cool lollipop.
Yeah, that he used
Tanner
to murder people.
Trick or Treat.
Trick.
You guys are liking the trick questions tonight.
No, well, we're not.
I hope we get it right so we'll catch up.
Exactly.
we gotta make up some ground.
I liked one of them.
Hi, Ethan.
Worked out very well for me.
Hello, Ethan. Just want to say hello. Okay.
Hi, Ethan. E.T. was originally conceived to be a horror film. What was its original title?
Oh, motherfucker, I know this.
All the handwriting is bad.
Oh, I hate myself. I can't remember.
I can make the text thicker. Hey.
Son of a whore. Okay.
Danny.
I was going to guess the alien, not thinking it was after Alien or before Alien. I don't know. Alien.
What else we got?
I also said Alien because I hate my life.
I put Monsters from Space.
Monsters from Space.
This was the one that was supposed to be called Close Encounters of the Third Kind, right?
We don't know yet.
I said Extraterrestrial Invasion. I was thinking something Close Encounters, but...
The original title was Night Skies.
Damn it.
Night
Skies. I have space in the title.
I like Michaela's answer, weird alien. No.
I like that answer.
Child abducting.
I was genuinely terrified of this movie as a child.
Oh, that Shannon
was the working
was
title
too
for Mac and me.
I'm pretty weird sure alien. I was bored through this movie as a child.
The E.T. from Extraterrestrial scared the hell out of me. I was terrified of him.
I enjoyed watching it in Spanish in my high school Spanish class because every time he said Elliot, it sounded like he was saying idiot.
I didn't enjoy I didn't enjoy watching it ever. And even as an adult, I don't enjoy watching it. I still hate it. Forever.
Yeah, it's still terrifying. He can mind control a child from half a fucking city away. He made
him
belly kiss
his
teacher while he was getting drunk in his kitchen.
You know what else?
I still don't trust Barrymore.
There's a part in that movie. When I saw this movie as a kid, there was a part in the movie where the brother yells at the other brother and it calls him penis breath. And I did not know what that meant for the longest time. I would laugh at the joke and be like, and not know why. It was like Ghostbusters Hunter, where he says this man has no dick. As a kid, I'd be like, ha ha ha.
All the adults are laughing. Make the noise.
Yeah, Hunter, trick or treat.
Oh, you know what? Give me a treat. I need a win.
Needs a W.
Need a little W.
Little W.
Okay.
Well, I don't need a W. I just need a W. That's two different things.
Strategery.
Who does Linus wait for every Halloween while the other Peanuts kids go trick-or-treating?
Did you say Peanuts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Peanuts
the
breath.
The other Peanuts kids.
You didn't say penis kids. Okay.
No, I did not.
I almost got this one wrong. Oh, my God.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm still writing, but I got it.
Okay. Shelby is doing her happy dance.
I know this.
Shelby furiously started writing as soon as you said it.
I think I started writing before you finished the question. I was like, I already know.
All right, Hunter, what we got?
It's the Great Pumpkin, Lindsey Brown.
The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, he's right.
Shit, I put the ghost of John Wayne Gacy. No, I kid. I also
somehow
put
that is also correct.
I also put the Great Pumpkin. Yeah, it's the Great Pumpkin.
It's
I promise.
Light. Okay.
It's the Great Pumpkin.
It's the filter.
Focusing on your face,
Tanner.
No, I didn't get anything.
You didn't. Okay. It is the Great Pumpkin.
Who are you?
I was 5 years old watching Jason Goes to Hell. I didn't give a shit about Peanuts.
Shelby's younger. Oh, okay, I thought you were making this an age thing. I was about to say Shelby's younger than you.
So
Tanner likes hardcore Halloween.
At 5 years old, Tanner didn't give a shit about Peanuts.
The Peanuts.
Oh, okay. Jesse, trick or treat.
Oh, let's keep this streak going. I'll do a treat.
What creatures threaten to eat Barbara and Adam Malin and when they attempt to leave their home after dying?
Got it.
I know. I mean, I'm thinking them in my head. I can't remember what they were called, though, so I'm just going to...
Just draw it.
That's my football.
If, I will give you credit if you draw a picture, Tanner.
I always feel like I need some more wine.
That's not true.
I'm empty. I'm running on empty.
Already?
I don't want to draw it either, so...
Okay.
Are you afraid it's going to look like a penis?
A little bit, yeah.
It didn't stop me.
Ah! Okay, we set?
Yeah.
Jesse.
There are the sandworms.
Okay, what else we got?
Sandworms. I also said sandworms.
Fuck me right. Sand snakes.
I should have
fucking... Tanner, I will give you credit because it's close enough.
It's the sandworms, and clearly that's one of them right there.
It's Slimy from Sesame Street.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, I like him now. Now I gotta keep him.
All right. So, after two rounds.
Yeah.
At the moment, Tanner is in the lead with 800.
How? He's bombed so many. I'm sorry. He got a hard one.
He gets the hard ones right. That's where it's been sitting so far.
It's weird that, Lindsay,
for a guy,
it's funny that for a guy that doesn't like peanuts, he gets the hard ones.
Shannon and Hunter are tied at 700.
Yeah,
Shelby
we are.
Has 400, and Jesse is bringing up the end at 300.
Go, Jesse! So,
Shelby, trick or treat.
If I'm playing golf, I'd be doing great.
Trick!
Oh, man, 300 is still a pretty bad score at golf.
In the course drive. You guys.
I don't know how many holes.
Are we done bantering?
No.
Yeah. So I can read the question.
Peanuts.
In The Corpse Bride, what must Emily say to return to the land of the dead?
Oh, I actually know this.
Doop. We're thinking hard or hardly.
Got it.
Got an answer, Shelby?
I think. I have one, but it's probably not right.
Okay, what we got?
Oh, wait.
She asked me to wait. Do I look like a waiter?
Maybe. Not in that hat.
That's from Final Fantasy VI.
Can't tell if she's adding to it or...
she scratched it out and did something...
I think it's the name of her killer, which is the name of who would have been her husband?
Nope.
The correct
answer is she doesn't actually say it, she sings it. And it's, I believe it goes, "So cut my wrist and black my eyes!" So she can fall asleep tonight.
Or die. Because you killed her.
There it is.
Yeah, you know you do.
Shannon, you're wrong.
What?
What else do we have?
Clearly, to get out of a sticky situation like that, all you have to say is, "Howdy, partner." Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner.
Jesse, we have guesses at all.
I went with, "There's no place like hell." There's no place like hell.
No, unfortunately, the correct answer is hopscotch.
No, Ethan verified it. It's cut my wrists and blacked my eyes. He just put it in the chat. So, I want points.
We love you, Ethan.
Hopscotch.
My original answer was also hopscotch.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
Stupid fucking movie that was. Sorry.
I think I watched it in theaters and hadn't seen it since.
Is that an unpopular opinion that Corpse Bride is bad? I didn't like Corpse Bride. Am I the only one?
I mean, it's not as good as Nightmare.
Right. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Trick.
Okay.
Ask me which state is for lovers. It's Ohio.
How many days did it take to film Halloween, or to make Halloween? Wording it's a little hard.
Oh, God. I just watched this documentary.
I would like an apology for my questions.
I'm guessing.
The only person that said your questions are bad isn't here, dog.
Oh, he's always here.
Watching. Waiting.
I mean, it's just a number.
Saying, howdy, partner.
Pick a number. Any number.
Easy, Alex Trebek. And somehow you answered three.
That's a combination.
Three and five.
Three and five.
Well, but he wagered Texas with a dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
It all comes from right up here.
Mr.
French's noggin.
All right, Shannon,
what's
your
guess? Mr. Stewart's noggin, that's what it was.
Yeah, Hunter, I speak French. Or my name is fuck. Never mind.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn?
Well, I would like you to now name your first album My Name Is Fuck.
I put 14 days. I almost put 69, but Michaela took it from me.
I gave it probably too many. I went with 37.
In a row?
Tanner's going with 30.
I'm so glad.
I put 67.
I said 40.
It took 21 days.
I knew it was ridiculously low.
Yeah,
I thought 40 was insanely low.
Well, that's why when I saw the trivia on it, I'm like, okay, we're doing this, because that is insane that it was that few days.
John Fun Carpenter fact. Was a, I mean, he was a fucking gorilla when it came to, and I mean gorilla as in G-U-E, not G-O-R, when it came to filming. Like, that dude is old school, almost independent filmmaker. So, yeah, it didn't take him long.
Fun fact, he only got paid $10,000 for that movie.
Oh, wow.
John,
and that's to direct, write, and produce.
And,
I mean, if he did it in 21 days, that ain't bad.
And yeah. Compose the soundtrack, because John Carpenter used to do his own soundtracks. That's why they all have that similar theme.
That synth sound.
Yep.
Also, a fun note, they asked him to come back and direct H2O since Jamie Lee Curtis was coming back, and he requested $10 million for the one movie. They told him to fuck off.
Also, one last fun fact. The Thing, which is one of my favorite horror films of all time, and I think we all love The Thing, bombed so horribly when it came out that the production deal he had with, I remember it was Fox or whoever it was that made The Thing, pulled the deal entirely. He lost a shit ton of money because The Thing bombed so badly. The Thing also came out against, like, E.T., that little bastard again. Now, of course, The Thing is one of the most beloved horror films of all time. Meanwhile, no one's even heard of E.T., so
no.
you tell me who won.
Oh, don't you mean Night Skies?
Night Skies.
A whole landfill somewhere. Yeah. And
oh,
some joke.
Keep watching the Night Skies.
Night Skies.
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 Later.
Good night.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot what number I was on. Tanner, trick or treat?
Trick.
You pumped my gas this morning.
All right. What horror icon narrated Tim Burton's first directorial short, Vincent?
Oh, God damn it.
That's him. Oh, God damn it. From the classic movie. What the
fuck?
What's
what
my fuck?
Is. I can't think of it.
I hope this is right, because if it's not, I'm going to be very upset.
He was in Night of the Living Dead. His name is Old Goddamn It. That's
Old Goddamn It.
Old Goddamn It.
It's that one like zombie prop they use over and over, and they just give him a name eventually.
All right.
The Wilhelm Scream and
Tanner. What
I'm
we
going
got?
Old.
I'm going with the obvious, Vincent Price.
Okay.
That's because it's correct. It is indeed Vincent Price.
Shannon's
this is
Vincent
a
Price.
Family show.
Vincent Price, Shelby, Jesse.
I said Stephen King. I had no idea.
Shelby.
I also did go with Vincent Price, but I didn't think it was going to be right because I was like, I'm pretty sure it's him. But at the same time, because his name is Vincent, I was like, maybe they didn't go with him.
It is Vincent Price.
Say, Hunter.
Because Vincent Malloy wants to be Vincent Price.
Hunter, where are the whores?
Jeez, Shannon, it's a family show. No costume tonight?
Oh, too old-fashioned.
The spaceman costume was too old-fashioned?
Yes.
No. Damn it, she ruins the flow of the jokes.
What's the old fashions and couldn't open the box. I've been drunk since 11 a.m. Price.
You can't trick me, Vincent. Your name is El Diablo. I know you. You are the devil.
Oh, sorry. You can trick me though. Give me a trick.
Right.
I feel like she's gonna hit us with that "it is" at any minute. Well, we're out of tricks.
You're right, guys are either gonna like this one or you're gonna hate this one.
Hate.
What spooky Capcom game was featured as a video challenge option for contestants on Nick Arcade?
I have a feeling this answer is going to be wrong. Because it can only be one of two.
Keep in mind, Nick Arcade aired at the end of the 80s, the early 90s.
Yeah, that's not helping me.
You said this is a spooky Capcom. Oh, fuck. Never mind. I just got it.
Yeah, I also think I got it, but I don't.
All right, so. I'm going to get, there's two of them, and I'm going to get it wrong. If it's one or the other, God damn it.
Yeah, I'm also, you're probably guessing one, and I'm guessing the other. I hope, anyway.
One of us is going
to
get it right.
I hope we're both right, but one of us is probably going to get this wrong.
Hunter, it was your question. You get to go first.
All right, I went with the later one. Is it Super Ghouls and Ghosts?
That's the one I was going to go with.
I went with just Ghouls and Ghosts, but I'm afraid it's the other one.
Shelby, you sticking with your Super Ghouls and Ghosts?
I actually didn't write anything down because I couldn't remember what it was called until he said it.
Tanner, Jesse, either you got anything?
I also went with Ghouls and Ghosts.
It is Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah.
I believe we should get the points anyway.
We got it right, yeah.
Michaela, should I give them the points? We'll leave it to Michaela.
Michaela said yes in the chat.
I feel I should also get points because I knew that Hunter was right as soon as he said it. I agreed. I seconded.
We're going to run out of points at this point.
No,
see,
you won't.
I was afraid that it was Ghosts and Goblins. I couldn't remember if Ghouls and Ghosts or Ghosts and Goblins came first. That's the one I was confused on.
I knew it was either one or it was the first one or the Super. I could not remember which.
It was Super.
And I'm glad I went with that.
Michaela said okay. No, but she forgot that it's obvious. It's of opposite day. So let's go.
Jesse, trick or treat.
I like it when I get the ones right, so let's do a treat.
It makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel like you're not like a complete fucking loser.
Right.
When I don't, I feel like a turd.
Yeah.
What do you call a group of witches?
What?
Oh,
what
fuck.
What do you call a group of witches? Was that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Jesse,
I have
what
the
we got?
Right answer, but I also have a joke answer that I'd like to give first.
It's a coven. Coven of witches.
It is a coven.
My answer is, why do they call it coven? When you coven the hot, the cold food, it's coven.
What do you call a group of witches? You call them a cab. But it's also a coven. That's correct.
Yes, it is a coven.
Hate him. We hate him.
I feel like these treats, I get them right. It makes me feel good about myself.
Make you feel like a man.
Okay, back to the top. Shelby, trick or treat?
Treat.
We're just going for the treat questions now because no one wants to be wrong.
Cold food.
I got at least eight trick right.
Food.
What do Garfield and Odie dress up as in Garfield's Halloween Adventure?
How is this a treat question?
Does it involve candy?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bubblegum and taffy?
Get in my way, punk. You're going to get your ass beat.
Give me candy.
612 Wharf Avenue.
A funny one for this one. I have the only guess I can think of. It feels really obvious, and that's why I'm thinking maybe it's Maybe that's why this is a treat.
All right, Shelby, what you got?
Burger and fries.
I went with the
I hope that's right.
I went with the obvious corn and apple. Lasagna bowl.
Bone.
Lasagna bone.
And bone.
Tanner, I am bone.
Jesse, Hunter, what we got?
Cow.
Well, I had a guess until you said candy, so I don't know. Pumpkin and taffy. And I don't know.
Pumpkin and taffy.
I don't know.
Well, the candy lasagna thing was just that it's a treat question. It really didn't.
Are they ghosts?
They're pirates. They dress up as pirates.
What the fuck? I was actually gonna guess pirates, but then you said candy.
So I got
what
it.
The fuck, Lizzie?
So I got it right then.
Candy, yet. I'll give
you
it.
You said I'll give you a hint. Candy,
Jesse. I will give you the point.
Oh bullshit! You will. Bullshit! You will.
You will.
No, you will not.
You will in last place.
No, you will not.
Well, this is my game, and I can do what I want.
Well, I want points for corn and apple because they're the most infamous pirates.
No.
There are many ghost pirates in the
Hunter,
world.
Hunter, all the pirates, all the pirates are ghosts. They're all dead. Yeah.
Did you not give me the super ghost? Mm.
You don't deserve it.
Trick.
I didn't. So I guess me and Shannon didn't get super ghouls.
No, because Michaela ran her stupid mouth. All right.
No, I gave you the points. Because
oh, okay.
You said yes, and I wrote it down, and I wasn't really scribbling it out.
I like pity.
Shannon, trick or treat.
Trick.
You said trick, right?
Trick daddy.
Yes, sure.
Everyone was being noisy.
Because I absolutely heard prick. I don't know why.
All right. Who first appears on the 49th floor of the haunted elevator?
That's easy.
Oh, first appears. Hang on. I got it.
Shannon.
Literally, everyone's got the same wrong answer, probably. It's David S. Pumpkins.
Oh, no, mine,
we
is,
got?
Mine is so much better.
Yeah, it's... So I started to write Winifred Rogers because I thought she's the first one that was shown, and she said first, but he only shows up the first time on the 49th floor. And he's got an S. It's the S.
And oh. Got now
he's got
David
he's got a middle... name now?
David S. Pumpkin.
Well, there goes
Shelby,
all my stuff.
Jesse.
That was cool. Hang on.
Chris
Chan
is not a
Jew. It's no! Just David Pumpkins. He doesn't get the middle initial until the later appearances.
You don't remember the elevator?
No, Chris Chan.
Hang on.
No, Chris Chan's not a Jew. I refuse. Show's over, guys.
We're not getting that terrifying.
Thanks for tuning in tonight, guys. We're going to be back tomorrow with an all-new horse time. Here.
All right, Lindsay.
It's David S. Pumpkin.
Yeah!
But now Jesse has me thinking. I don't remember if he says the S until later or not.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Later. That counts.
It doesn't matter.
No,
it's the same guy.
It is. I'm giving
you credit.
Because
it was the joke about, he's got a middle initial.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm giving you credit. And because Shelby made me laugh, she's getting credit, too.
Yay!
So in last place, I remain.
Welcome to Lindsay's game, where the rules are made up and the points don't matter.
Exactly.
Who did Shelby say? Because I actually missed it.
No,
Christian
and
Sonic Chew.
I wanted to hear it again.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I just was not expecting that to be an answer, and it made me laugh, so it's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Well.
That's all we got to do for points, man. Sit back. I got a whole hour of stand up here for you.
I'm gonna start calling
Tanner,
I'm gonna start calling Shelby Joe Biden because she's stealing the game like he stole the election.
Kirk,
shut the fuck up.
Trick.
You're gonna get us kicked
trick,
off.
Trick. Trick.
For misinformation.
Okay, we're staying on a similar track on this one. In the SNL skit Trick or Treat with John Hamm, what does Will Forte claim his costume is?
Oh,
fuck me.
Oh, baby, yes. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to remember the exact terminology he used. Oh.
shit.
I mean,
yeah,
you can
same.
Just go with the basic.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the basic.
I mean, I added the first part because I think it's technically true, but...
I like the old the old standby and the usual for old Mikey Che. Blue Lives Matter.
You boys do is all right with them. Way to go, boys.
Okay.
All right. Tanner, what we got?
It's hard to read, but Sexual Predator.
Okay. What else we got?
That's wrong. He's a registered sex offender.
So, yeah, I also put registered sex offender. But I think... God, please, understand that I wrote it. There it is.
Write it bigger.
I've got so many sheets, man.
Or turn off the filter behind you.
I was going to write that his costume was bitch, what?
Shelby, Jesse?
I just put midlife crisis because I thought that would be funny.
Somehow that is also correct.
Jesse,
what'd you say?
Man spider.
Jesse. No, that's Danny
DeVito. Frank Reynolds.
I want to just point out to Jesse, there's nothing funny about a midlife crisis.
He was a registered sex offender.
Yes.
Does Predator not also... like same idea?
No, because you could be a sexual predator. Right, you could be a sexual predator and not be a registered sex offender. Right.
It just means you haven't gotten caught.
Yeah,
that's
well.
Exactly what I just said.
But he got caught.
That's oh, come on.
He's a
registered
sex
offender.
That's the
whole point of the sketch. Yeah. But he's also... Oh, man.
Now I remember the bullshit. Sketch. This is the one where he goes up and, like, he says it's a costume, but then he's like, yeah, but also...
Yeah, can you really sign these papers for me, please?
Okay, I remember the skit.
This is a tradition. I do this to every town I go to. Hunter, trick or treat.
I probably need to try to win, but I'm going to go with a treat because I like getting correct answers.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Yeah. Good answer.
Good answer.
For me.
Which state would you need to travel to find the Winchester Mystery House?
No. Shit. Yeah, this is a treat. All right, I definitely knew this at some point.
There's only so many states.
How many, Lindsay?
A lot.
Can you name them all in song
form? She still didn't give a number.
Possibly, but probably not.
All right.
I think it's between two states in my head. I think I wrote down the wrong one, but
trust your gut.
I had this one instantly.
Really? Because it definitely took me a minute.
You said Hunter?
I got mine wrong. I know I did.
All right. It is, I think, it's Kaz Country. It's California.
Shannon, Tanner, what we got?
California
love, baby.
I think it's it's absolutely California, but I wrote, and I'm going to own up to it, I wrote New York originally. I'm going to stick with my wrong answer. I'm gonna get it wrong.
Yeah, I wrote Rhode Island. I was on that same coast with you going, it's one of these two.
Jesse? I said Colorado.
It is California.
So, Shane, first of all, I knew this
Colorado
already.
Is, The Shining Mansion.
Yeah, The Shining.
The Stanley Hotel.
Stanley, thank you. I couldn't
think of it. Yeah, see, honestly, I couldn't think of what it was called from The Shining, so I was thinking, like, is that what the thing for The Shining is called? Because that's in Colorado.
Tanner.
So the first thing is, I knew already it was in California just from watching all kinds of shows about this place. But when Kaz invited you out for your birthday, he told you he would take you to the Winchester House.
Oh, I got to start listening to him. So, Jesse, for your question, it was the Overlook was what it was called in The Shining. It was the Overlook Hotel in the movie.
Yeah, and I know what it was called in The Shining.
And it was the Stanley Hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, what it was actually called, like, in real life is what I didn't know. Was that the Winchester?
For those of you watching or listening that are like, well, what's the Winchester House? The Winchester House is the house built by the widow of the guy that made the Winchester guns.
Rifle.
Yeah, who was supposedly haunted by the spirits of the people that had died by those guns. And so she built this mansion, and she never stopped building on it. She built doors that went nowhere, stairs that went nowhere to confuse the ghosts so they would leave her alone. It's pretty fascinating.
And you can learn about all of this in anywhere but the movie, because the movie's real dumb.
Yeah,
there is another movie that's based off of that, and I can't remember what it's called, but the house keeps growing on its own, and it eats people, and I can't remember what that's
called. Well, that's already better than the Winchester movie, because I just remembered, because the memory came flooding back to me, that you know how they beat the ghost in the end? They shot him!
Yeah.
In a movie about a house built around the spirits of people who got killed by guns, the way to win was with a gun. Thanks, America. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, Chandler, the only thing that stops a bad ghost who was killed by a gun is a good person with a gun.
Yeah.
That's honestly, that's the answer to all problems. All right. Problems can be solved by a good guy with a gun.
Rosewood.
Jesse. Trick or treat.
Fuck it, let's go trick.
What popular fall festival game did the Romans bring to Britain when they invaded?
Why
can I not write?
Oh, say that again, Lindsay. What?
What popular fall festival game did the Romans bring to Britain when they invaded?
I don't play games. I don't have family, so I'm going to answer this.
It's a sad response.
You heard me.
I know.
I hope this is right.
I know mine.
Tanner looks like he's ready.
I know mine's right.
Yeah, I feel like it's right.
Jesse, you got an answer?
Bobbing for apples.
Okay.
I also said bobbing for apples.
I said bobbing for waffles. No, I said bobbing for apples.
Okay, well, now
waffles would be more difficult.
Now I feel a little stupid because I wrote Patriot Games with Harrison Ford.
It is bobbing for apples.
Man, I got Shannon, a trick, but then so did everybody but Shannon.
The movie came out a couple of years later. it was a little after that.
That's them Tom Clancy's.
I was really hoping that was some obscure trivia that I knew that nobody else here would know.
Bobbing for apples.
Oh, right. Like Shelby.
Bobbing for bullshit.
Trick or treat. Trick. Why not?
Glad I made all more of these than what I was going to originally. What is the name of the witch who hates Scrooge McDuck in DuckTales?
Okay, this one I know.
Shit, I do too.
Shit,
That's her name, shit, yeah.
It's not.
Isn't it? One more round after this and we're going to have to call it.
Well, if we're only doing one more round, then it's going to end up being the bonus question because you're at 20 right now.
That's the one.
Shelby, what we got?
I got to go pick Lindsay up.
Yes, Grunhilda.
What else we got?
Tanner
shaking his head no.
Moira.
Shannon.
No, I'm going to wait.
Hunter. No answer?
It's
I remember her first name, but I can't remember. I know it's like long and... Would you accept this first name?
I realized I named the witch from Banjo-Kazooie.
Would you accept this first name?
It's a trick, so no.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tanner.
Fuck you, Jesse.
I got a thing here. I don't want to do it until Tanner says something.
Go ahead. I got.
Is it magic to dispel?
God damn it!
Yes.
It's magic to dispel.
Yeah, it is.
I remember
Magica because I put a K in there, but
Magica dispel.
I'm upset.
I remember Magica, but I could not remember the full name.
I'm upset. Hunter got that. I wanted to be the one.
I played the game. Put down I played the game a lot. Sister of Grunhilda in Banjo Kazooie was like, "That's a witch's name."
I would have put if I could have done it again.
And then I also watched the remake a lot too. The new one.
If I could have answered again, I would have answered the witch would be named Hillary Rodham Hussein Clinton.
No, we're not doing this. We're not.
Please, Shannon. I can only take this so many times in one night.
Bitch. Bitch.
Okay. Oh, but you actually said it, though?
Hmm? If we are wrapping it up, then.
Wait, why are we got to wrap it up?
Because we're already past an hour. So. Yeah, my God.
Because you guys BS too much in between that I couldn't get to the full 30
questions.
You
got a Orbis flying around you and all kinds of
things. It's time for the Boys of Horses.
So the final bonus question is worth 500 points.
I'll take it.
And it is a topic that we have discussed multiple times in the past on Tanner Thursday and is a part of my personal history. Why did Oil City, Pennsylvania ban trick-or-treating for 15 years?
Fuck.
Nighttime trick-or-treating. I will take a basic answer. You don't have to have the specific name.
That's goddamn good. I feel like Lindsay gave it away. But that's okay. It's okay. Because my answer is correct, more so than the correct answer.
Was that answers? Anything?
Sure.
I'll go first. Oh, okay. I'll go first. Girl got murdered. It was someone's dirter. Someone's dirter got murdered.
I was gonna say
she had a baby dirter.
Yeah,
and say someone had a dirter and she was murdered.
Someone's baby dirter got murdered.
Oh, we're going to hell.
Someone got killed.
Killed? Killed. With a pee.
Child abducted and killed.
I said killer clown.
Killer clown?
What the fuck?
It was not a killer clown, but yes, a girl was murdered on Halloween in 1992 in my hometown.
And you
and her murder was not solved until 2006, and then in 2008 they finally lifted the ban on nighttime trick-or-treating.
And you can find out more about this on a Netflix documentary called, was it Cold Cases?
Something along those lines. There's also a Cold Case podcast that covered it as well.
Because Lindsay and I were watching, I believe this was last year during the dark times, when all I did was sit and watch things.
It would have been two years ago.
We were shocked to hear them say Oil City, and then she was like, that's my story. So, yeah. Cool.
And that was my childhood of
story
having
about
no nighttime
trick-or-treating.
I didn't murder her.
She was a killer.
She was like 2 years
Did
older
you
than
murder
me.
Jesse, please. Lindsay's
someone's dirter.
Lindsay is
you
someone's
she's dirter.
Lindsay is someone's dirter.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I hope that family's not. I hope this isn't the one that family listens to. Going, hey, that's a local girl from Oil City. Well, let's listen to this podcast with her.
I gotta go. Why is my face still up there?
My favorite
got
part
that look.
Is the look of her living in that picture.
That's why I like using that picture, because when I disappear, it's usually the face I'm making when I leave. It's like.
All right. So our aggressive totals for tonight.
I lost.
I won.
Jesse, you had 1,600. Shelby, you had 1,800. Tanner, you're sitting at 2,400. Shannon, 2,800. And Hunter is still the remaining champ at 3,200.
Yes!
You know, he got the.
I didn't see that coming.
Because he reads the answers from a card. This guy reads from a card.
This man has a.
What did I just say about ethnic slurs? Oh, Lindsay, you just completely
you're just blurring out of reality.
Let me just get rid of the Ducula house. That will solve it. But yeah, I still have.
She was lying to us the whole time.
She was not at Castle Ducula.
This is bullshit.
How are we supposed to trust who won the game? We can't even trust you to say where you're from.
Good night.
I want a recount. And I'm calling my friends in Georgia, just like they stole the count from Donald Trump.
So a little bit of political stuff real quick. Did you see the billboard in Times Square?
No.
Paid for by Republicans for Democracy that said Trump lost audits in quotes, no more audits.
Well, they closed the book in Georgia. They said you absolutely cannot audit it again. It's over. Okay, that's not what this show's about. If you want to talk about politics and news,
pretty spooky though.
Stay tuned for the upcoming solo show by yours truly called No Turning Back with Shannon Young. That's coming soon. Stay tuned to our Facebook page for more details. See, that's a plug, is what that was. All right, that's it for us tonight. Thank you, Lindsay, for those wonderful questions. It went much better than last week. Everyone had fun, and I'm not going
to... I know you all still hate me.
if we hate you, it's for different reasons. Probably because you murdered that girl in Old City. All right, good night, guys.
That ghoul.
We'll be back.
She murdered the dirter.
She murdered someone's dirter.
Well, then I must have been a pretty strong second grader.
Hey. Allegedly.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to go to Flavor Country now. We'll be back tomorrow for an all new Nightmare Time or whatever we call it. It doesn't matter. And then do it all again next week. Thank you guys for myself, for Lindsay, for Jesse, for Shelby, for Hunter, for Tanner, everyone watching live and everyone that listens to this later. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow for Horse Time. Have a good night. Lindsay, take us out. It was your game.
Good night.